Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio.
Today we're covering an article that I think is going to land differently depending on how you've been thinking about AI in your business.
It's called Meta's AI Redundancies: What Every Business Owner Must Learn by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog. And we start with a number: 8,000 jobs cut.
While the company is posting record profits.
That's the thing that should stop every business owner in their tracks. This is not a struggling company. Meta, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, is thriving. The cuts are not a survival move.
They're a strategic choice. And the framing Brett uses matters. People are the variable cost. AI is the lever. Whether or not Meta said those words, that's the message the action sends to everyone watching.
Including your own employees.
Right. And then there's the detail of how those roles were actually identified. Reports suggest AI surveillance systems were used to flag which roles were redundant. Not a manager who knows you, not a performance review panel, an algorithm.
Can you challenge that decision? Do you even know it happened? These are no longer hypothetical questions. They're operational realities at one of the largest companies in the world, and they will filter down to decisions at every scale.
Okay. So here's the question I'd be asking if I were running a business of 50 people. This is Meta. Why does this land on my desk?
Because the tools are the same. Productivity dashboards, AI-assisted scheduling, performance metrics, automated HR workflows. You're probably already using some of them. The difference isn't the technology. It's the intent and the governance you put around it.
Are you using AI to understand and support your people? Or to measure and manage them out?
That's Brett's central question, and your employees will sense the answer before you ever articulate it.
Which leads to what he calls the trust problem. Your best people, the ones with options, are reading the same headlines you are. When they see algorithmic redundancies at Meta, they run the calculation on their own workplace.
And the consequences compound quickly. Morale drops, behavior becomes risk-averse, because nobody takes creative swings when every move is being logged. Then comes the talent drain.
Your top performers leave first, precisely because they can.
And Brett's clear. A culture of fear, once established, is extremely difficult to reverse.
He also walks through what he calls the slippery slope of algorithmic management. It doesn't start somewhere dramatic. It starts with reasonable tools. Attendance tracking, output metrics. Then the algorithms generate recommendations. Managers start deferring to the data. Human judgment gets squeezed out. Innovation stalls. Risk-taking requires psychological safety, not surveillance. And then the legal exposure starts to mount as employees challenge opaque, AI-generated decisions about their roles and futures. That legal point is worth sitting with. Employment law in Australia and the UK hasn't kept pace with AI adoption. Gray zones are where expensive disputes are born. The practical standard Brett sets is this: if you cannot explain to an employee, in plain language, why an AI system flagged them, you should not be acting on that flag without documented human review and sign-off from someone who actually knows that person. So what does the better path look like? Because I want to push back on one thing. Human-centric AI can sound like the soft option, like you're trading efficiency for niceness.
Brett's answer is that it's not soft. It's a better strategy. Five things. First, augment, don't replace, especially in people-facing roles. Let AI handle the repetitive load, the summarizing, the drafting, the processing, so your people can focus on higher-value work. That makes them more productive, not redundant.
Second is transparency. If you use AI in HR or performance management, your people need to understand what data is being collected, how recommendations are generated, and who holds final decision authority. Black box systems erode trust. Explainable ones build it. Third is ethical governance from day one. Clear guidelines for AI use in employee-facing contexts before you deploy anything. Audit for bias. Involve HR and legal at the start, not after the first complaint. Fourth is reskilling. If AI is reshaping roles in your business, invest in training your existing people for those new roles. The efficiency gains get shared, not extracted.
that becomes a reason for loyalty. And 5 is using AI for predictive support rather than punitive surveillance. AI can identify teams at risk of burnout, surface skill gaps, flag training needs. Same tool, completely different intent. And your people will know which one you chose every single time. So one thing to act on this week. What's yours? The human review rule. Write it down before you meet it. No AI-generated recommendation about an employee's role or performance gets acted on without sign-off from a human manager who actually knows that person. Mine is the conversation. Have it with your team before a headline forces it. Tell them honestly how AI is and is not used in your business. Uncertainty does more damage than the truth. Read the full article at anabu.ai. Brett includes a detailed action list covering how to audit your AI touchpoints and how to write down your ethical AI principles. And if you want this working properly in your own business, there's a free AI audit available at anabu.ai. Worth doing before the algorithm gets there first.